The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, October the 30th, 2023. And right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento, and she'll be back later on this morning. Time is 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina is running the boards this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am wonderful.
What did you do this weekend?
I went to some parties, just to be honest.
You went to parties?
Yeah, Halloween parties.
Halloween parties? Did you dress up?
Yeah, I was a prison.
You were a what?
A prison.
A prisoner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's not the way you feel today, is it?
No.
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 What national day is it?
Today is National Magic Day, actually.
Magic?
Yep.
National Magic Day?
Yeah, and something super American. Today is also National Caramel Apple Day.
What kind of day?
Caramel Apple.
Oh, caramel apples, yes. Yes, you know what? They used to give those out on Halloween, but they stopped doing that because people were worried that people were putting razor blades in them. Can you believe that? No, it's horrible. It's horrible, but when I was growing up, we used to get caramel apples. This one lady would make them and have them outside. Yeah, it was cool. But like we were talking the other day, we just grab a – parents would give you a pillowcase, and off you'd go. All around the neighborhoods, through 2-3 blocks over, yeah, come back, you know, with chocolate all over your face and everything, and then Dad would eat the things he liked.
Aww.
So that's the way he does. You know, you take your kids out, trick-or-treating, they're all dressed up, and then and I'm thinking, well, those kids, you know, my daughter shouldn't be eating sweet tarts. It's not good for her. I better eat them first. So anyway, National Caramel Apple Day. That brings back good memories. Okay. Hey, the weather. Let's take a look at what it's going to be for, especially tomorrow night. Today, sunny with a high near 76. Gosh, the wind was blowing crazy this weekend. You know, if there was any dust kicked up, it just immediately went up my nose. So it was a lot of wind this weekend. But the winds today are only going to be about 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 76. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. So tomorrow night looks like it's going to be nice weather for trick-or-treating. And got to watch out for all those little goblins and elves running around out there, so be careful. Might want to put your dog back up if your dog gets excited by people coming to the door. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers. Friday, a chance of showers. Saturday and Sunday, a chance of showers with the highs near in the 60s and the lows in the 50s. So this Saturday, in fact, this Saturday we're looking at the Veterans Day Parade out in city of Shasta Lake. It's a great parade, and that's going to be happening on Saturday. We'll talk more about that. But the weather reports are always brought to you by the Kenny family over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business several decades. Like I said, it's a family business. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They take care of their customers. They do treat them like friends. You can reach Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. Okay. I guess, a lot of stuff going on in the world. And it was kind of a surprise, that Matthew Perry from Friends is dead at age 54. If you had not heard that, if you've if you, you know, over the weekend if you were doing other things. Matthew Perry, of course, played Chandler in the TV 10-year-long TV series Friends. He had just come out with a book, I think, last year, talking about his battles against drug and alcohol abuse. He said you could look at the season and you could tell whether it's drugs or alcohol. If it was alcohol, he'd gain weight during the show. If it was drugs, he'd be really thin. So he fought this, and hopefully he had fought it to a standstill. Anyway, he drowned in his hot tub. And right now they've done the initial autopsy, but they're saying is that they're holding any announcements until after the toxicology reports are found, that no drugs or other things were found, you know, at his house, but that he was found in the hot tub, and after trying to bring him back, it just didn't work. So, Matthew Perry, 54. He was making, did you ever watch Friends? Did you ever get a chance to watch that?
I raised on them.
Huh?
I was raising on them and watching them.
You were raised. Yeah, you probably were. They were making $1 million an episode, a piece, for that show.
I was learning English by this TV show.
Well, you could do that. When I was in Croatia, the biggest show on TV was Oprah in the afternoon, and the place would almost shut down because everybody was watching Oprah in Croatia. And the other thing was MTV to help people learn English. Of course, I'm not sure MTV is the best place to learn English, but it would help. But anyway, $1 million an episode. He was fighting drug and alcohol problems. It's sad to see somebody die like that. Also, another person that passed was a guy by the name of Richard Mall. And this was on Night Court. And you probably didn't see Night Court. But Night Court was a comedy, John Larroquette. And Richard Mall played Bull, the bailiff. And he played it really low key. He's a huge guy, big guy, 6'6", 6'7". And he passed this weekend too at age 80. And I'm bringing his name up too because it was a very delightful comedy. And the Harry Anderson played the judge. And I just thought that, you know, with Matthew Perry passing, anybody else that passes, nobody's going to know who it was. So I just thought I'd bring his name up. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we come back. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening around our area here and the things that are happening in our nation and around the globe. At 7:30, we're having the Veterans Day Parade. It's rolling in here to talk about that. And then 8 o'clock, we're going to do Open Line, I think. I don't see anybody on the schedule, but then again, I asked a couple people. I haven't heard back. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, locally owned, local business. What can I say about it except that Jeff Wurst has been doing this for a couple of decades, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's truly from the old school. He's not going to take any chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. And we've had plenty of people tell us, you know, thank us for sending them over to Crackmaster. And he does. He does outstanding work on your vehicle. And if you're not sure, and remember now, it's getting colder, and if you've got a chip in your windshield and water gets in there and it freezes, it could expand that chip into a crack. So you wake up in the morning, you go out there, and your windshield's cracked. Why not get that chip fixed right now? Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
I've tried barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son, and Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., now open Sundays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Botland is on assignment down in Sacramento. I'll be back this morning, 7:18 in the morning here on the day before Halloween, the 30th of October. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Rebecca and Henry have owned this place for, gosh, about 5 years. They bought it from Leonard. So, I mean, that place has been there for over 30 years. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only watch repairman in the whole area is working at Four Winds Jewelry. That's why they can say they're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They've got it all there. They've got everything from estate pieces to Native American and much more at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And on the phone is Anne Marie in our weekly community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Siskiyou Insurance is located at, yeah, I'm doing a real good job here. It's located on Mistletoe at 637 Mistletoe right here in Redding. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning, Carl.
Oh, you are so effervescent. I'm not sure I can take it. It's on Monday. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a morning person.
I know. I know. So is Linda. You know, I try to hang in there.
I like Linda.
I like Linda, too. So what's happening out there this week?
Well, as we fall into the month of November this week, I wanted to mention some of the themes for the month. November is National Veterans and Military Family Month, National Adoption Awareness Month, and National Adopt a Senior Pet Month. I love that. As we begin our community calendar for this week, there will be a special job fair on October 31st from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Redding Veterans Home, located at 3400 Knighton Road. Bring your resume and dress to impress. There will be multiple positions open. For more information, visit the Veterans Home of California Redding on Facebook. On Halloween night, firefighters from the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department will hand out bags of candy from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the station, located at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard in Redding. For more information, check out the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook or call 530-275-3003. And thank you to all the firefighters taking part in that. Are you looking to adopt a dog or cat this month? Check out the Haven Humane Society Pet Adoption Booth at PetSmart, located at 1336 Hilltop Drive in Redding. The event runs Wednesdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And for more information on the Haven Humane Society, visit havenhumane.org or call 530-241-1653. This Saturday, November 4th, the Shasta Lake Lions will host their 30th annual Veterans Day Parade. The parade starts at 10 a.m., Highway 151, Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake. Prior to the parade, you can enjoy a pancake breakfast by the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Fire Hall, 4126 Ashby Court in Shasta Lake. After the conclusion of the Veterans Day Parade, you are invited to attend a luncheon at the American Legion Post 720, located at 4309 Valencio Street. Come rain or come shine, the 30th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade on November 4th. Shasta County residents can take part in a free household hazardous and electronic waste collection event on Saturday, November 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at the end of Shasta Gateway Drive in Shasta Lake City. This event is open only to Shasta County households. Business-generated waste will not be accepted. There is a limit of 5 gallons or 50 pounds of hazardous waste per vehicle, excluding e-waste. For more information, call 530-225-5789. You can also view the event flyer with acceptable items and non-acceptable items at ShastaCounty.gov or on Facebook at Shasta County Resource Management Community Education. On Sunday, November 5th, there is a call for volunteers to help place flags and red carnations at the Reading Memorial Cemetery, located at 1201 Continental Street in Reading. Volunteers are asked to be there by 9 a.m. to take part. Event hosted by Preston Sharp. Also, this Sunday, November 5th, daylight saving time ends. Don't forget to turn your clocks back an hour.
Wait. You turn them back an hour. So if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, you turn them back to 5 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
So you get another hour. You get another hour sleep.
Although my pets are not amused by the time change, I must tell you.
Animals don't understand this. You know, a lot of people don't understand it. But, okay, that's a Sunday.
Absolutely. Don't forget to set those clocks back an hour. And that is your sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, wait till next week, Anne Marie. There are so many things going on next week.
For the veterans, yes.
Yeah, so don't be concerned about taking the whole 15 minutes there, if that's what it takes. There's going to be Veterans Day services out at IGO. There's going to be, you know, the Marine Corps Ball's happening on November 10th. There's going to be so many things happening out this next weekend. So be prepared.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie, for our community calendar that was brought to us by Siskiyou Insurance Services Incorporated, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can call them at 530-224-2345, and we really appreciate the support for our community calendar. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is locally owned, local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with it. Real happy with them. It's good knowing the people that run the bank and the hospitals and the police and all this. You know, and that's the best thing about living in a smaller city. 97,000. Get to know everybody that's doing things here. They've got four branches, one down on Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us. The main branch over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch over in Anderson on Ventura Street. They're a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. Learn more about Cornerstone Community Bank at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Velilux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
At Siebel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Steve has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Steve Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. Be back Wednesday. Hey, I want to tell everybody about a fundraiser. It's going to be November 9th. It's a week from Thursday. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW, and it's going to be the Shasta County Gun Owners and California Rifle and a Pistol Association supporting our Second Amendment rights in Shasta County. Join us for an evening of patriotic celebration with color guard presentations, auction items, no host bar, dinner starts at 6, master ceremony supervisor Chris Kellstrom, catered by a Rocking Pea Barbecue. Tickets can be purchased at Jones Fort or Rejuvenate Pools and Spas, which is over on West Side Road. For more information, contact Gary or Wendy at 530-782-2222. So, November 9th. And I am here with Roger Plato. Dun, 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 dun. I love that last name, Plato.
Thank you, Carl.
I expect deep, deep discussions and philosophy here.
Anytime you want to do it, I'm ready.
Okay. And Tyler Cross. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning.
I'm not sure what I expect from you, but that's okay. And you're here to talk about a Veterans Day parade out at the city of Shasta Lake.
That is correct. So the Shasta Lake Lions Press Veterans Day parade is not on Veterans Day. It's on November 4th. It is the first Saturday before Veterans Day. It's always that day. So it's not actually on Veterans Day. But this year is our 30th anniversary that we've had it there. Originally it started in Redding. We outgrew it, and we moved up to Shasta Lake 30 years ago. It is the largest Veterans Day parade in Northern California, all the way down to Fresno. So we're proud of it. We'd love to have you there. The parade starts at 10 o'clock. There'll be ample parking throughout the district. We'll have almost 1,000 entries into the parade, maybe 150 to 200 people actually participating in the parade. We do expect a large turnout from the community. It is rain or shine, so we're praying that it won't rain on our parade.
Well, on Saturday, it looks like just a chance. Just a chance. It doesn't mean there is going to be a chance. Could be anything. So you can come on out there. Now, it's not just a parade.
No, it is not.
There's other things going on.
Yeah, so we have breakfast in the morning by the fire department. And it's always been a great breakfast. Breakfast will be served roughly from 8:30 to 10, even though the flyer says 7:30. We have an activity afterwards.
So it's not going to start at 7?
Oh, no, it's not going to start at 7.
So if you get down there at 7 for breakfast, it's not going to happen?
Oh, they'll feed you, but they're not planning on doing it that early. Okay.
So don't get there till 8 o'clock, my friends.
Okay.
No matter what it says. And then you've got from 8 to 10, and it has pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, coffee, milk, orange juice, and I don't know how much it costs.
Okay. It's usually around $7.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a great fundraiser for the fire department and the community up there. And afterwards, we have an event with tri-tip sandwiches at the American Legion Hall in Shasta Lake.
Right there, right downtown, isn't it?
Yeah, not too far from downtown.
Not too far from downtown. Mm-hmm. And so they're having lunch after it's over.
Yeah.
So the parade starts at 10 a.m.
Yes, and we'll have two flyovers this year. We'll have one going east and one going west. Hopefully. And that usually happens just about when Carl comes on at 10 o'clock.
We get ready to start this thing. I'm up. I'm perusing the sky with my binos. And hopefully they're coming east and west, maybe not at the same time.
No, okay. We promise that. Okay,
that could be. That could start the parade off a little slow. Okay, now. Having done this many years, and
well, this is my 17th year in the parade. Okay,
gosh,
I've been on
the
committee around 10 years now. Our committee chair, Rhonda Bishop, will be her last year. She'll still help out, but she needs somebody to take over. She's getting up in age, like me. I'm 78. She's 21. Just kidding. And we will need a committee chair and anybody else that wants to help next year.
Now, this is a great parade, my friends. If you have not been out there to see it, you need to come out there. It has our local high school bands. I think you said like 9 bands this year.
9 bands, the most we've ever had.
Yeah, and then of course you have they honor veterans from each of the engagements, everywhere from World War II all the way up to the war on terrorism.
Our World War II. A gentleman is 100 years old, so that's amazing. And then our Grand Marshal this year is going to be Chuck Goff, who lives up in Shasta Lake, I believe. And he's a great guy, too. So,
I think Kim Chamberlain told me that she's going to be in this.
We have
an honor.
We have a new participation category, and that has to be Kim Chamberlain, a wonderful lady who has helped out with Korean War vets and was never in the service. She's just amazing, and we really...
She's done so much for veterans in our area since, I mean, I've known her for 16 years, and she continues to support. She's the one that started the Rees up there at IGO. Which is coming up again here.
Mm-hmm.
But she, honoring her just makes sense. Now, you've also got motorcycle groups, car groups, horses,
fire engines, sheriff's departments, police departments.
It's a great parade.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
And there's all this room. You get all the way down Shasta Boulevard, and there's people all along there, so you're not being crowded. It's easy to get in and out.
Yes.
And I mean, we're down on the end furthest from getting out, and it never takes us more than just a few minutes.
Sure,
hopping in the car and taking.
So as you come down Chester Boulevard, there'll be a flag, 30 by 50 feet or 30 by 60 feet, up on a crane, mm-hmm. and just keep on coming down. We'll have the Lions Clubs from Northern California and the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts help carrying another 30 by 60 foot flag to start off the parade. And of course, we'll have our wonderful military there as a color guards.
Okay. It's not too late to say, hey, you know what? I'd like to be in the parade. Everybody should get in the parade. You should have the American Ukrainians have a float or a car in there, Christina.
So if you're interested in being in the parade,
Shasta County Ukrainians, and just put a little sign on the side of your car and wave at people.
So if you're interested in being in the parade,
hand out Ukrainian flags.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So if you're interested in being in the parade, please go to the Chamber of Commerce in Shasta Lake City. They have applications there. Or call me. I'll give you my phone number. And my wife approved of this, okay? It's 530-246-2473. Once again, I'm Roger Plato. I'm with Enterprise Lions Club. We always help out at the parade. And I'll send you an application. And all you have to do, being it's so late, is email it back to me, and I'll get you in the parade to have a parade meeting tonight.
Having a parade meeting tonight, getting ready.
Yes, it's our final one. We've been working on this since last year, and our first parade meeting was in July. So about every 2 weeks.
It's a great time. You can go there at about 8 o'clock in the morning, get your pancake breakfast. You can have lunch afterwards at the American Legion Post. But it's a good parade. It is really a good parade in the sense of so many people are there. Linda and I have ridden in the parade before on a motorcycle. And now we've been announcing it for, 10 years?
Oh, at least. Yeah, probably. I think you're in your 11th year. And I was there when you first did it, okay?
Jeez, that's been a long time.
And that's why we invite you back. You're such a great
influence
in our community for the military.
I tell you what, it's a great parade. I enjoy it. So, Tyler, you're just sitting there ready to talk. What are you doing this?
This will be my actual first year participating with the parade with Lions.
Uh-huh.
Last year I was volunteering with the Boy Scouts, carrying the flag.
Okay.
And that's probably what I'll be doing this year is I'll be working with the Boy Scouts and coordinating, you know, who needs to be where and making sure the flag's, you know, looking good as we're going down the road.
Well, you're talking about the big flag.
Yes.
Right? And if you've not seen that, my friends, they've got – how big is this flag?
It's 30 feet by 60 feet.
And
it is the size of the indoor gym at Enterprise High. It takes up the whole gym.
Wow. And now, so you've got Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Lions, volunteers, and everybody's got a hold of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they lift it up, and they wave it, you know, during the national anthem. And I say lift it up to the – I'm not talking to the skies, but they lift it up and wave it during the national anthem. It is just a – it's a great way to start the parade off.
We even have Cub Scouts underneath the flag so it doesn't drag and they're holding it down. It doesn't hit the ground.
They're smaller, so if they put their hands up, but they're part of it. You never see them, though.
No.
Oh, that's cute. They're all running around. You just see their little heads poking up.
Their little heads poking up.
It really helped out last year when the flag got wet.
Do you do you practice before you go out there?
Yeah.
I mean, or is it just kind of like, okay, everybody grab this portion, and then, I mean.
We have an organizer that tells them where to go and try and get the strongest guys in the corners, okay?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was your first one last year?
Yes.
You're just a newbie.
Yeah.
That's okay. 15 years from now when you're running the parade, you can say, I was there. I'll probably still be here announcing it. Okay. Now, Everybody, this is a wonderful parade. It's the 30th annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade. There's going to be over 100 participants, well over 100 participants, 9 bands, fire engines, motorcycles, horses, you name it, it's there. And, I mean, oh, the Buckeye Cuties. Are they coming?
The which?
The Buckeye Cuties.
Oh, yeah. The Cuties.
If you have not seen the Buckeye Cuties, you need, if nothing else, go out and see this group. Because I think they're like 12 to 3. And the last ones, the youngest ones, they're just waving their baton. And then about halfway through it, when they get to us, they're like, I'm not sure I want to do this. You know, the 3-year-olds. And they're kind of like, some of them. And others of them, they're just, yay.
Everybody, we hope, will get a flag. We have flags to give out.
Yep.
And Girl Scouts and CCC will be handing out candy, too.
Well, just remember, this is in honor of our veterans. Of course, Veterans Day is November 11th, but it's always held, this parade. And it's a good idea because, you know, it's a 3-day weekend, and people have a tendency to, you know, disappear on 3-day weekends. Before the big holidays start. So this is a great idea. It's going to be Saturday, November 4th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. I would recommend you get there at 9. I would even recommend you can get there at 8:30, go over and have breakfast, and wander back down to your spot and have breakfast in you when the parade starts. That's what Linda and I do. We go down and have breakfast, come back, and read through the tons of information that you have for us. So, Roger Plato, you guys do a great job. And Tyler, thanks for coming in today and talking about this.
Thank you, Carl. Yep. And we miss Linda, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, she would have been here today, except she was down in – that's what everybody says. I'm going to get little pins that say, where's Linda? She was down there visiting her parents. Hadn't seen them in a while. They just got back from the trip from hell on a cruise ship. You can't even begin to believe the things that happened to them. They've never had a bad experience until this time. So, unfortunately. I guess I should tell which cruise lines that is, too. Yeah, I will later. Anyway, thanks so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
put your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 Big Bite Giveaway Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, the 30th of October, 7:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. I could have used them. I could have used my Kubota small tractor this weekend cleaning out the extended turnout area where Odina the Wonder Horse is at. Instead, I used a shovel and several loads out there to clean that up. But if I'd had one of those little Kubota tractors, the small one, I think I could have gotten it in there and just made that two passes and the whole thing would have been done. But they've got it all, small to large, whether you need it for a day, a week, a month, or forever. Kubota. NorCal Tractors and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Locally owned, locally operated. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Today, sunny with a high near 76. And even more important, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 76. It's going to be a beautiful day for Halloween for all the kids. Now, as we always warn, there's going to be lots of little gremlins and elves and devils and sprites running around tomorrow night. So be careful. Be careful out there if you're driving, especially at that dusk time when some of the parents are taking their kids out. Little kids don't think, and they will run out in between cars. So be careful out there. I'm going to actually hand out candy tomorrow. So if you want to come over, Christine, got to be dressed up and get some Snickers. I buy Snickers and
I'll definitely
and Sour Tarts. Those are the ones I like.
It's my first Halloween, so I'll definitely will be.
Somebody said, good morning. So nice to have the live video stream up. Will there be a chat feature added to it? You're chatting right now because you're doing it on our system. So think of that as chatting with us. Okay, we announced certain things. Hey, I want to announce that Pop's 50, you know, the drive-in restaurant that burnt down is trying to rebuild. And there is a GoFundMe page for Pop's 50th on South Market. It's got a GoFundMe page so we can get them open before Cool April Night starts. Everybody hangs out there. Hey, if you're traveling in the holidays, as many people do, I think Thanksgiving is one of the busiest seasons. United has a new boarding policy, which is causing a little consternation. It's called Wilma. Windows Middle Aisle is rolling out. What's it mean? It's going to speed up boarding efficiency. It's going to shed off 2 minutes of boarding time, which helps the planes take off on time. What's the real reason they're doing this? It's that way they can add a new flight to the schedule each day. So how does this work? If you've got a window seat, which looks like that's what they're trying to push, you get on first. So you can get in there first, even if, you know, so it goes window, middle, and aisle, which kind of makes sense. So the people on the windows get in first, they sit down, then the people in the middle get in and sit down, then people on the aisle. I mean, doesn't that make sense? Except for one thing. So you paid extra money so you can have a, you know, extended leg room. But you get in there and all the overheads are taken. How can people travel? And you know, I carry one of those little ones, you know, carry-ons that fit in there, and you buy them specifically for that. And then somebody walks in with a suitcase you could put three kids in, and they put it up there, and it fits because they stuff it in there. They're more than happy to move your stuff around so they can get their stuff in there, which offends me greatly. Anyway, it's an inconvenience for people that might be paying more and still have to wait longer to board to seat window passengers first. However, the window passengers think it's a great idea. As a window person, I really don't think it's that big a deal. But I can see aisle people being a little bit bothered by this. Passengers at Newark Airport said the access to overhead space is a reason why customers pay higher prices for certain seats, which has a higher guarantee rate when boarding the first few groups. And that's true. United told Fox that it's in the process of retrofitting its aircraft with larger overhead bins that will have enough space for each customer to have a carry-on suitcase on board. Larger bins are also available on all United's new aircraft. And this will largely eliminate the need for customers and later boarding groups to gate check their luggage. However, that's not going to be done until 2026. Now, how many of you gone in? I mean, and there's the first, what I do is I'm coming in and I'm going down, you know, toward the rear of the plane or the middle of the plane. If I see an open spot, boom, I put my bag there. Then I have to watch and make sure somebody takes my bag. Nobody's ever taken my bag. So I guess really you don't have to worry about that too much. When we went to Italy and one of our rare trips to Europe, we took everything on carry-on. Linda actually had everything she needed for 8 days in one carry-on. And then you get this you get this bag, which is would grow exponentially when she put stuff in it. On the way back, we had to buy another bag and just check that through. But, okay. So if you're flying United, you might just see that no matter what you paid for those extra room that you're getting, you're still not getting in there early. It makes sense. Window aisle. A window, middle, and aisle. That way people can just come in and just sit down without having to get everybody up, get them out into the aisle and back. It doesn't sound American to me, really. Where's our sense of freedom? Freedom of being able to go in and sit where you want. Now, see, that's why you gotta like Spirit Airline and Southwest. I think Southwest you can still... I think it's still, you just, you know, if you're in this boarding group, You can just, you know, it's still a fist fight for the seats. But they leave on time, and their prices are lower. So, okay, what else? they had found that main shooter, and as we talked about here, he was probably dead the same day, and that turns out to be right. Still 18 killed, two dozen wounded, and that's just part of it. Chicago had another 15 people shot. There was another group shooting down in Florida, and Chicago, though, they're calling it, well, they're mass shootings. No, they're not mass shootings. When you're using this terminology, you get 15 to 30 people shot every weekend in a large city. It's not, doesn't meet the mass shooter definition, because those are usually just gangbanging, shooting each other up, and anybody else that happens to be in the area. Another reason to move to Chicago, Illinois. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to be right back after that with Open Line Monday.
Reportedly reached a tentative contract agreement, a deal that could end the six-week-old strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Word of the agreement comes from sources speaking with the AP. The deal, set to follow a pattern with Ford last week and with Jeep maker Stellantis over the weekend. Intent on crushing the terrorists, Israeli troops and armor have been pushing deeper into northern and central Gaza, and the BBC's Paul Adams says Israel also stepping up its airstrikes.
The air campaign will continue. They clearly feel that they have a great deal that they can still do from the air. We're not privy to any of this planning. We don't know, for example, what was being hit near the Al-Quds hospital in Gaza today that caused such panic. But that is part of an ongoing Israeli aerial effort up and down the Gaza Strip, which is maintaining the pressure, obviously, on Hamas, but also continuing to make life intolerable for more than 2 million civilians.
And more humanitarian aid has been trickling into Gaza. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, not forgetting about the GOP's investigations of President Biden's business affairs.
Speaker Johnson is intensifying the investigations against President Biden, insisting the ongoing probes are not, quote, winding down. He told Fox News that Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people, including about his involvement with son Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings. Speaker Johnson is confident the evidence Republicans have unearthed are impeachable offenses. Prior to becoming Speaker, Johnson was involved in Biden's impeachment probe firsthand. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 301 points, the NASDAQ 99 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metal. Metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-4653. Goal.
Israel had to ask Russia to protect a group of airline passengers from an angry mob after their flight landed from Tel Aviv.
Mobile phone video from the scene showed an angry crowd, what looks like hundreds of people, storming the airport in Makhachkala, the regional capital of the mainly Muslim Russian Republic of Dagestan. They ran through the terminal building looking for Israelis. They shouted in Arabic, "God is greatest," and anti-Semitic slogans. Others, outside Makhachkala airport, were stopping cars and demanding to see documents in a chaotic search for Israeli passports. Russian National Guard have now arrived on the scene. A criminal case has been opened for civil disorder.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. A Hong Kong court dismissing a charge against a Washington state senator arrested after he carried a gun into the Chinese territory. News and analysis at townhall.com. This year's ballots may offer a lot more white space.
Most voters in Mississippi will have no choice this year when it comes to who represents them in the state House and Senate. That's because the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats running for the legislature face no major party opposition in the November 7th election. The situation in Mississippi is more extreme than in most states, but it does highlight a general national trend of uncontested elections for state legislatures. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More than 1,000 people turned out for an evening vigil remembering those killed and wounded in Maine's worst ever mass shooting. The names of the 18 victims who died were read aloud at last night's events in Lewiston, Maine. 40-year-old Robert Card opened fire Wednesday at two locations, the attacks leaving 18 people dead, 13 others injured. Card was found dead Friday of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott. It's Monday, but Linda's on assignment. She's down in Sacramento visiting her parents. She'll be back this morning. So good morning, everybody, on the 30th of October. Well, Christina, you've let October get away from us, too. I don't know. It's every producer. Y'all have the same problems. Each month just blows by. And we haven't been able to slow it down yet. So, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And like I said, Christina's there at the controls, making sure we're on and off and doing all those great things.
Good morning, Gary.
Shouting at me from the side.
How are you doing today, Carl?
I am doing great. It's Monday. I got a whole week.
Do you have a costume for tomorrow?
A costume? No. No. I don't think. I've dressed up before on these things, but not. I'm just going to hand out sugar-filled treats to children who walk by the house. Tell them to start eating it right then, so by the time they get home, they'll have that chocolate high, and they'll be up all night.
So you might have experience for a lot of years of making costumes. And what is your most scariest and favorite costume for all this Halloween years?
I came as Batman one year. Looked great. Yeah. Looked just like Batman. And then one of our friends dressed looked like the Penguin. Took her like 2 hours to put all the makeup on and everything. She looked just like the Penguin. I came in as Darth Vader one time. That was good. Yeah. The only problem with the Batman costume is latex. You start sweating. I must have drank a gallon of water that night, maybe 2 gallons. And it was just totally perspiring because it was so hot. And see what else? I've gone as, What's the spy's name? You know, the not 007, but the other guy, the comedian, Austin Powers. Went Austin Powers one time with fake teeth and a wig.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
All that. Yeah, Linda and Lisa went as the Fembots, so that was interesting. Yeah. No, I get dressed up every so often, but not this year. Hey, 8:07 in the morning, and the weather today is going to be sunny with a high near 76. And tonight, a low around 47. Tomorrow, Halloween, mostly cloudy, but then clearing up. So watch out for those little kids out there tomorrow. It's going to be a low around 49. And the rest of the week looks okay until we get till Thursday, and maybe a chance of showers on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Just a chance of showers. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. With highs near, 64, lows in the 50s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson. Been doing this a long time. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. We've talked about a number of things. The, and going back to local, in our local area here, there was a homicide out in Anderson at the El Rio Estates. A woman was arrested for murder. Following a homicide investigation, a lady was killed out there, a woman was killed out there. And the police are, at this point, investigating this. That's kind of unusual. And then we're going, when you start talking a nation or international, Israelis are pushing into the Gaza Strip and the, using tanks, aircraft, artillery, and all this. But one of the things they're facing right now is the tunnel system, an extensive labyrinth of tunnels built by Hamas, stretches across this strip. And by the way, this strip is only about twice the size of Washington, D.C., when you think about it. Yet there's 2.3 million people in it. So these tunnels are something like, if it's if you look at it, fighting in tunnels, it's the worst kind of urban environment that you can fight in, because it's hard to see. Lights are off. They're trying to go through there. They're trying to clear the tunnels. They're looking for hostages which are in the tunnels. That the there's something like 310 miles of tunnels underneath the Gaza Strip. 310 miles of tunnels, and you figure that the Gaza Strip is only 140 square miles, roughly twice the size of Washington, D.C. They started saying that they destroyed 100 kilometers or 62 miles of Hamas tunnels. So you're talking about, even if that was right, it's like 11% of the tunnels that they're fighting. Hamas has used tunnels to detonate explosives under Israeli border posts. Israeli's military has a group called the Samur, or Weasels Detachment, that's focused on locating and destroying tunnels, sometimes with remote-controlled robots. The only thing is, like I said, there's people who are hiding in the tunnels that are not Hamas. They are thinking the hostages are in there, and it's just going to be a battle trying to clear that area. And then after they go through it to collapse the tunnels, if they collapse the tunnels, what's that going to do to the infrastructure and the streets and everything above there? Is going to collapse the streets. For our Vietnam vets, and we know that, you know, there is the a 75-mile network known as the Chuchai Tunnels, in which Americans would go down there, the tunnel rats, and try to clear that. But when you get down there, there's 90-degree corners, there's booby traps, and it's pitch dark. Even relentless B-52 bombings near destroyed the tunnels. So that's the kind of thing they're facing in the Gaza Strip right now. It's going to take a long time to clear that and destroy them, if they ever do. Some Tel Aviv travelers that were trying to get out of Israel landed in Russia, and the Russians, there was a mob there that mobbed the plane wanting to get the Jews off the plane. I don't, you know, we talk about anti-Semitism in other countries, and then what we're seeing here, where you get thousands of pro Hamas supporters supporting Hamas as opposed to supporting Israel, saying Israel is the cause of this whole thing, not terrorist, not the Hamas terrorist organization, which has been declared a terrorist organization by much of the world, being backed by the Iranians that we just gave $6 billion to for some reason. I haven't figured that out, nor will I. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We were talking this weekend about people trying to find homes and some of the reasons they were having problems. And one of them is insurance. A lot of the companies have pulled out. So what do you do? Well, you call Jeannie Maxwell at 530-221-0441. That's 221-0441. And talk to her and her team about insurance and how to find affordable insurance for your home. If it's been, it's not canceling, they just fail to renew it for people everywhere from Carmichael, California, which is right outside Sacramento. I mean, it's in downtown practically, but people are losing their insurance there in their homes and they're not in fire areas. So if you're looking for some information that's going to help you with insurance, go to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And again, give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
now at Black Bear Diner. Enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:20 in the morning here on the 30th of October. 40 degrees out there. And I had the, I had just the fan blowing in here, and everybody working in the studios and the offices started complaining. Okay, I've turned on the heat. All right. Y'all, gosh. It's going to go up to 76 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. So, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane in this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as noted by the Watson Health Institute. They have the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, it's less intrusive, faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. It's open line today till 9 o'clock. And we're talking now about, let's talk football for all the weekend. You know, San Francisco and Brock Purdy. Last year he won every game, came into this season, won five in a row. They're saying this kid is the Wonder Kid. And then have lost three in a row, including the Cincinnati yesterday. So they are now 5-3, and they are vulnerable to people that throw long on them, or people that can just pick them apart, like Joe Burrow's did yesterday. What can I say about that? If you have a Toyota, let me see here, Toyota, Honda, or BMW, they're recalling close to a million cars, mainly the Toyota Highlander, which is recalling 750,000 SUVs, Toyota Highlander SUVs, for issues with mounting tabs on the vehicle's bumpers. What's this mean? They're made with resin, and these they're connected with mounting tabs, can cause them to detach from the vehicle while it's moving, Toyota said in a news release. You might want to do that. Dealers are going to check out the upper and lower front bumper cover mounting tabs. And if no damage is found, they're going to install retention hardware with improved design free of charge. If damage is found, they'll replace the upper and or lower front bumper cover and install retention hardware free of charge. Honda Civics are recalling 176,000 of their 2024 Civic four-door and five-door sedans because the vehicle got a power steering rack replacement. If it got it, the steering rack may have been put together incorrectly. And what it does is it rubs against the tire, which could rub against the lower suspension or tie rod and possibly result in tire damage, which can increase the risk of crash. Anyway, and what's last? Oh, BMW is recalling 9,000 of its 2023-2024 for all those people BMWs. The 740i, the 740i xDrive, and several others, because the ground connection and steering wheel may not have been linked correctly. It's interesting they find these things out. I wonder if they find them out after there's been a crash. What kind of car do you drive, Christina?
BMW.
You do? What year is it?
2008, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I don't think you have to worry about it. I drive a 2006 F-150, and if there's ever been a recall on it, I don't know, because nobody sold. I guess they figure that things are just going to fall apart, but it hasn't. It's been a great truck. What can I say? F-150s, everybody else, oh, Ford, Fords. Nope, mine's been great. Former Vice President Mike Pence dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Saturday amid lagging poll numbers and financial challenges, pledging to help elect principled Republican leaders moving forward. There was concern in Pence's campaign he wasn't going to qualify for the third debate stage next month, one source told CNN. Former President Trump, taking the high road as he always does, said, people in politics can be very disloyal. You know, the man doesn't give an inch. And which is interesting because they're talking about reinstating the gag order on him because something was written in a old post that the judge took umbrage at and charged, you know, fining him $10,000. We talked about the number of people that were, number of shootings this weekend. 11 were recorded. Of course, the people that are using the statistics aren't using what the FBI uses as what a mass shooting is. Like they're counting the people shot in Chicago or Philadelphia or Boston or any of the large democratically controlled cities. Hurricane Otis. At least 43 people have died after Hurricane Otis tore through Acapulco, Mexico, and the devastating Category 5 storm last week. A popular tourist destination is probably out of business for a while, my friends. Iconic beaches are in ruins after 80% of the area's hotels were severely damaged. Preliminary damage assessments, and like I said, 80% of the area's hotels were severely damaged. 165-mile-per-hour winds. No electricity, no gas, no food, and you know, it's going to be a while before Acapulco is the place to go to. And then we talked about Matthew Perry. And in Colorado, they've got a trial to determine if the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban applies to former President Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to happen. That's a long shot to try and get him out that way. And today's number, you're going to love this, $1.7 trillion. That is the U.S. budget deficit, according to the latest data from the Treasury Department. Budget deficits happen when a government spending exceeds what it collects in taxes. Meanwhile, lawmakers have yet to sign off on a budget for most of the current fiscal year, and concerns are mounting over the possibility of funding the wars in Israel and Ukraine simultaneously. Financial experts say this would undoubtedly lead to more government spending and a higher deficit. $1.7 trillion deficit. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Try and sneak into the minds of some of these people on the blue side of the aisle real quick.
Okay.
And tell me how you think they can justify a call to take away guns because of shootings when the shootings are nowhere near close to the deaths as a result of fentanyl coming across the border, but they don't want to close the border.
That's a good question. And there's been something like, what is it, like 10 million people have come across in the last few years? Did I see that?
Yeah, but I mean, just the deaths, the overdose deaths from fentanyl that can directly be attributed to fentanyl coming across the border. They don't care about that. They don't care about those deaths. Those lives don't mean anything. They only want to take your guns away. Why is that?
Well, you might ask the Israelis about that, taking away guns, and how that worked for them when Hamas came across.
We know why it is, don't we?
Yeah. Well, it's a control thing, and it's not the fact that you have a semi-automatic rifle. And it could be anything. It could be one of those scary-looking black guns. It could be a rancher's rifle, which is semi-automatic. It could be an old M1 from World War II or one like that. That is probably one of the most primo combat rifles ever invented. And yet, because it doesn't look like a black gun, that's obviously not dangerous. So it comes down to control. They want to take away people's rights to own firearms. And they're starting with this scary-looking gun when if you look at most of the shootings in the United States, it would probably be with handguns, semi-automatic handguns, which would be the next on the list. So they get one, they'll go for the next one. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, they want no restrictions on their tyrannical government. They want absolutely no ability for us to fight back.
Yeah, something like that.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for your show every morning.
You bet. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. So you can go over and get a sandwich at Lucky's and go over and get your haircut or vice versa. It's a veteran-owned business. It's been around for a long time, and I've been going there since I moved to Redding about 16 years ago and never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or just, take your chances and come in. If they got an opening, just sit down and get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Sacramento this morning. She'll be back. 8:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging and their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in the program, and the whole idea behind it is to reduce the number of serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To see if you qualify for this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. Christina, have you ever been in a restaurant where kids were just running amok, just running and just being noisy and racing back and forth and all that stuff?
Yes, unfortunately, I was even working.
Oh, that's right. You used to work at a restaurant. Did you have problems like that? You worked in the evening, so it was a nice place. You probably didn't have that many.
But I used to work in the breakfast places where kids running around.
So, if you have a child that may be harder to control, you probably don't want to go to a restaurant in Georgia. On the Blue Ridge Eatery menu in Georgia, part of the Toccoa Riverside Restaurant's posted rules said that they have all of these extra charges. There again says that customers will be charged an extra 20% for parties over six people, parties that ask for separate checks, and parties that order from the birthday menu. There's also a $3 surcharge listed for sharing food and a disclaimer that menu prices are for cash payments only and that card payments will be an extra 3-5%. However, adult surcharge for adults unable to parent. Well, according to the outlet, Landeman and her husband Kyle visited the establishment earlier this month for the families, including 11 children ranging from ages from 3 to 8 years old, and they got a $50 surcharge added on because of bad parenting. And you won't be charged because she thought they were going to come over and said, you won't be charged because your kids are so well-behaved, not so fast. Said the kids were being too loud, that they were running around outside. Anyway, and the owner got in her face and told us that we belonged at Burger King and not at his restaurant. They asked to speak to the owner. He said, I am the owner. Well, that's one way of doing it, but I've been in restaurants before when there's just been, it's been, you're terrorized. Nah, it's not the right word. You're really offended by kids that are just running around. I mean, they're bumping into your chair, they're yelling, they're screaming. I can understand that. I don't know if in this group, but anyway, if you're going to that restaurant, you might want to, if you're ever in Georgia, going to that restaurant, you got a bunch of kids, you may want to think twice about that. Would you charge people for having kids that are being unruly. How do you handle it when you're waiting? When you're the server at a table?
It depends where I work, but if it's in the night restaurant, I will ask the parents to calm the kids down.
And do they?
Sometimes.
Do they get angry when you say that?
Yes, they do, but I'm trying to figure out the atmosphere in the whole restaurant because there's other people, other guests, and everybody has to have a nice atmosphere, not only one table, not only one parent.
Halloween candy is going to be more expensive this year. They've said it's going to be double-digit in Halloween candy inflation for the second year in a row, with prices being an average of 13% higher this month compared to last October, which was already going up. High inflation drove a national increase of 19.9% last year, saying that candy and gum in the candy and gum category. So an additional 12.8% increase from October 2022 to October 7, 2023 makes it more of a trick than a treat for consumers. This is on top of the 13.1% increase in candy and gum prices in October 2022 from the year before. So if you're looking at that, that's something like a 26% increase on candy and gum for Halloween. No wonder those Snicker bars. I guess there's going to be, I'm only going to, the first 20 kids will get treats. Maybe first 25. I may get bubble gum and throw out there too, so they can chew on it and take all their little fillings out. A 250-piece variety pack of Milky Way, Twix, and Snickers candy bars is selling now for $25 when it was sold for under $20 2 years ago. And Hershey is pushing up the prices, which has raised its prices by 7% or more in each of the last 7 quarters, acknowledged this week that the higher prices are taking a toll on demand and that the sales volume fell 1%. That's not a lot. But if you're thinking about going out and getting candy, you can do it now. And then when you get into, why do you look at social media? You look at social media. It's your job to look at social media. Correct?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I think everybody's connected super to the social media in this day.
A Texas teen. A kid from Texas admits punching neighbors for likes on social media. He is 19-year-old, randomly punching people at a park in Texas, claims he regrets his frightening actions. He's showing this. He's wearing a red hoodie with the word Spartan across the front, approaching walkers from behind and sucker punching them. He also attempted to tackle another man. He said that he regrets his behavior and tried to play it off. You know, I just made a mistake. I know from the video all you see is the bad part about it. He said, claiming he shook one man's hand afterward and hugged him. This is after punching him in the back of the head. Have we come to that he does this so he can get social media likes?
I mean, unfortunately, kids are dependent from them.
They're what?
Kids are dependent from the likes, from the views. And
oh, yeah. It's if they're, that means
it's like attention. They don't believe that somebody can put some attention for them in the social media.
There's something wrong here.
I agree, but it's a problem of these days.
And they're saying here is that for the case to move forward after they've got this, shared an image of the young man in his red hoodie, but appeared to be a handgun tucked into his front pocket also. Anyway, but to do anything, people he's assaulted have to come forward and press charges. And they may not even know about it. So, all right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Rain dance, rain dance.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane joins us along with a couple other organizations that are going to be here and talking about things that are going on in their world. The weather today is going to be sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 47 tonight. No big winds. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and then becoming sunny for Halloween. With a low around 49. Wednesday, looks like it's pretty good. The high near 77. However, there's a chance of showers Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with the highs in the 60s and lows in the 50s. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's getting cold, so you may want to give them a call at 530-365-3793. You know, a question I had, last week after that main shooting because he announced that he had been a patient in a mental hospital for a couple of weeks, and people were asking, well, why wasn't this reported? Well, the main reason was that, as they're coming out and saying now, he had cards. His name is Card, by the way. Mental evaluation at a West Point hospital in mid-July 2023, not reached the level of an involuntary commitment. And did someone drop the ball? Or did someone drop the ball reporting an involuntary commitment? Well, it turns out that it wasn't an involuntary commitment. You can volunteer for treatment for months on end, but if you're not forcibly committed to seek that treatment, and it's very specific to treatment, that does not qualify as being involuntarily committed. I have not seen to this point that this gent was forcibly committed for treatment. If that doesn't happen, the National Instant Criminal Background Check, NCIS check, you go into a firearm dealer who does all their work, and the background check is not going to ping on that individual that he's prohibited. Just because there appears to be a mental health nexus to this scenario, the vast, vast, vast majority of people with mental health diagnosis will never hurt anybody. So that's why. He went himself for inpatient treatment. And, which is what caused the problems. With people thinking that, gosh, if he was put in a mental hospital, why wasn't it put on a background? So, because he bought the gun after that. So, I don't know. There's people that seek mental health services for a variety of different reasons, you know, post-traumatic stress, and I'm not saying that's for military, but it's for everybody. Maybe depression, maybe a bipolar type thing that they are not dangerous to other people, but they want to be helped. They're on meds or something like this, I can understand that. Now, if somebody is walking down the street, as we have seen so many around here, and is screaming and yelling and beating their head against the wall, yeah, perhaps they do need to be involuntarily committed to an institution that's going to get them back on their meds, or take care of them, and keep them from killing themselves or injuring other people. And those people's names should be put into a system where if they try to buy a gun, that it's going to make it a lot harder. Anyway, you had a question, Kristen, about my in-laws' trip from hell. What are you interested about that on?
I'm just interesting how it's gone and how was the trip and through what they've gone, because I love traveling and I also go through a lot of things, especially when it's...
Do you have problems traveling here in the United States?
Before, yes, I used to.
Was it a language thing?
It was language thing. It was canceling a flight in the middle of Texas where I don't know nobody there.
Well, we're going to take a flight here in December, and it's already changed four times. The departure, the arrival. I got one yesterday. This is the fourth one that they changed. So, most people that take cruises, or many of the people, if you've ever been on a cruise, you'll see older people on it. Some of them with walkers, some of them in wheelchairs. But the big thing is that there's a lot of older people there. And the cruise ships usually make it as easy as they can for getting them around. From hotels back to the ship, you know, when they come in and they fly in and then they pick up their luggage and all this. And a lot of people bring a lot of luggage on these cruises if they're 2 weeks long. And in this case, they didn't do that. And my 92-year-old father-in-law and 90-year-old mother were expected to be dragging their stuff for quarter mile from the hotel to a place where the bus is, because they couldn't for some reason get the bus there, so people had to help them with their luggage. The fact that the part of it was they were heading to Israel, and that ended when the attacks from Hamas started. But then they couldn't go to Istanbul or any of those places. We've talked to other people that were supposed to be going to Egypt, and that's all been canceled. So they're going to spend their trip, and I think they're out there right now. It's going to be like four different ports in Greece and then one in Croatia and something like that. But half their trip has been canceled. But then for my in-laws, it was, on the ship, it was okay. But everything else, the tours, they lost their guides. It was just a mess. And then people that really probably shouldn't even be traveling, like they get around real good. I mean, you can hope when you're 80 that you get around as well as these two people do. But the people that were traveling were in wheelchairs, and they couldn't get them into areas because of the cobblestones, and they couldn't get here, they couldn't get there. So, yeah, their trip was not one that they really enjoyed. And the fact is, when you put a lot of money out for these trips.
It was a whole trip already bought?
I'm sorry, what?
Did they buy a whole cruise, a whole trip? Did they have some compensation for?
No. Because what they do is, hey, we told you we'd get you to the ship. We just didn't tell you had to pull your bags over railroad trestles and trolley stops. And that you had, and this happened to them two or three times. And they didn't tell them that. And they said, well, you had your tours. It's just with a tour guide, they didn't speak English. So it gets a little tough. I hate to keep bringing this up. Illegal crossings under the Biden administration have surpassed 10 million people. Once the number of gotaways is included, representing the largest number in American history. Official U.S. Customs and Border Protection statistics show that roughly 8.3 million people have illegally entered the United States since January 2021, equivalent to the 13th largest state in the country. However, the figure excludes the number of so-called gotaways, those who enter the country without being apprehended or detected, which the federal agency refuses to publicly report. Anonymous border agents recently admitted the minimum estimate for the number of getaways is around 1.7 million since Biden became president, with 769,000 of those crossing the southern border alone. And as an earlier caller said, we have a fentanyl problem where literally thousands are dying. We set new records every year for the number of people dying from overdoses, 100,000 a couple years ago, and it was over 100,000 again last year. And I imagine this year we'll probably be hitting that number again because fentanyl comes across the border. But even more, they've caught Syrians, they've caught Palestinians trying to come across the border. How many groups of people have come across the border that are well organized that you never see? And here's the other thing. Where are all these people going to? Do we have economic migrants, as they're called? Are they coming into Redding? I haven't heard anything about that, but they're coming into Sacramento. Hundreds and hundreds of Afghans came into Sacramento. They have a good-sized community there. But where are all these people going? I mean, we're talking millions of people. Where are they going to? And what impact is that having on the communities? And does the Biden administration care? Is the whole thing about this is letting people in just because things are rough economically in their own country, as opposed to what, if they're there and they're being systematically hunted down, or they live in a type of dictatorship where they're being, you know, people are being killed and being harassed because of religion or whatever. That's one thing. You know, that's, you know, you can come in for that, but just because things are economically tough in your country. But 10 million people, it's just, it's hard to believe that that many people came across our borders without anything being done. And my orca is saying, oh, we have to build the wall again to try and get control of this. That. But the whole thing comes down to what Biden did when he took it away. Anyway, I guess we're getting ready to leave then, huh? Okay, tomorrow, Haven Humane and a couple others coming in. And everybody, have a great day, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.